When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Let's keep talking some college hoops here for a second. Money G in Kansas, I appreciate your question. I will get to you here in a little bit. Jeremy says, I attributed Tom Izzo's passion as a purposeful change considering all the issues at Michigan State the last 5 years. Yeah, that university's kind of been through a lot. Right. A lot to name, you know, don't want to go through it all. And there's maybe an argument to be made for that. But at the same time, isn't winning the Carroll, isn't winning the best for everyone? Why does Tom Izzo have to change his tack with the basketball team just because of everything else going on with, you know, the football team or the gymnastics team? In his own program hasn't been without issues necessarily. But if it's that passion, if it's that fire, that intensity that's made Tom Izzo who he is, at this stage in his career, why change it? Right? You can adapt. But I feel like Tom Izzo losing the passion, losing the fire, the sideline antics makes Tom Izzo who he is. And again, I think this is more a player's issue and a roster construction issue, which reflects on Tom Izzo. I don't think Michigan State is pursuing, maybe it's pursuing, but definitely not bringing in the same level of talent that it was back, you know, 5, 10, 15 years ago. But then Tom Izzo's got to coach those guys at least the same way, if not even harder, to get as much out of them. 3994 says, love Michigan State basketball, but they play hard with a great coach. Hope Fiddler helps. Michigan State basketball, one of those bugaboos for Nebraska to some degree, right? You remember that 2013-14 team that went up to East Lansing and won, and then basically didn't beat them again. I think Nebraska at one point had won 3 out of 4 against Michigan State before Michigan State's like, oh wait, we're Michigan State and you're Nebraska. We're going to be better than you at basketball again. The game I saw between Nebraska and Michigan State this last year, a 77-70 win for Nebraska over the Spartans at home, one of the best played games of basketball I think I've seen in a long time. If I recall, both teams had fewer than 10 turnovers. I think it was one team had 9, one had 8. You saw some interesting cross matching going on with Tom Izzo not trusting any of his big men in that matchup. So going super small, playing Cohen Carr, the super athletic freshman, quite a bit, but then also putting Malik Hall, 6'7", 6'8", you know, small forward, power forward at center, letting him cook, but Nebraska went to rink mass in that matchup. That was a great basketball game. I enjoyed watching it, being in the building for that one. Big win to really help Nebraska get back on track after, you know, the loss to Minnesota. Nebraska needed that one. They had to find a way to get a spark again after the Creighton loss, after the Minnesota loss. So to get Michigan State the way they did, it's a win over a tournament team, even if Michigan State wasn't to the standard we brought up before. Absolutely, that was a big win and a well-played game for Nebraska. Augie, I heard Scottie Pippen's kid committed to Michigan. Know anything about him? His name's Justin, and he committed to Dusty May. That's really what I know about him. But Augie, leave me to Michigan basketball. We'll start with them and then maybe look around the Big Ten a little bit to some degree too. But what Michigan is doing in the transfer portal in year one under Dusty May is moving mountains. It really is. This team for Michigan last year was wretched. Wretched. Hard to watch in a lot of cases. And again, I think some of that's a talent issue. Michigan, maybe not as good as it had been when it made the runs to the Final Four in the national championship game. But there's no way the roster was that bad. There's no way you can tell me the roster was as bad as the record. Juwan Howard's health problems, wish the man the best. Heart is nothing to mess with. That's a lot. He gave an interview where he said, yeah, he probably pushed himself too fast, too far, too soon. Shouldn't have come back the way he did. But the way Juwan Howard won the first year and the results just declined steadily makes you wonder if Juwan won because of the talent that he was handed by John Beilein, more so than anything he did. Now, Juwan Howard's going to be successful in whatever it is he does next. I from a distance, respect the man, think he does have a good head on his shoulders, and I think he's in a good headspace with how things ended with Michigan and some of the other, you know, incidents with like Krabbenhoft and his own strength coach throughout his tenure. I think Juwan has done the necessary reflection and learning and growth, so I think he's on to bigger and better things. And so is Michigan. Text line 402-464-5685. Dusty May takes the Michigan job. He was at Florida Atlantic, coached them to that Final Four run just two seasons ago. If you're Dusty May, would you have taken the Michigan job this year, or would you have waited 2 or 3 years and tried to get the Michigan State job? Which would you have gone for? Which is the better basketball job? Is it Michigan or is it Michigan State? I think the quick answer is Michigan State, but are you sure you take Michigan State over Michigan in terms of basketball job? Funding, support, yeah, you're behind the football program all the time, but doesn't that make it a safer job? Whereas Michigan State, I think, wants to be a football school, but is a basketball school. Michigan is a football school. Football first, it knows it, and it has really good basketball history as well. So good on Dusty May for taking that job, for coaching Florida Atlantic the way he did. And he's done some really nice, really cool stuff in his time at Michigan. Was it earlier this week? Was it over the weekend, late last week? Sometime in the last...
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
7 days. There's a video on Twitter, I think it was the Michigan men's basketball account that posted it, of Dusty May walking around to various fraternity houses on campus. I don't know if he stopped in every one or just some of them, but Dusty May was in there, kind of doing a meet and greet, hanging out with some of the guys in the house and talking to them. Said at one point, hey, we want to be in San Antonio, and the way that we get to San Antonio, where the Final Four is next year, is with you guys, with you fans showing up. It was a tough year to want to watch basketball at the Chrysler Center. Michigan was better at home than it was on the road. Doug McDaniel played at home, but not on the road. But still was not really all that watchable, even at home. So for Dusty May, of course, it's propaganda to some degree. But how many other coaches tour the frat houses and get the college bros fired up about coming to their team's basketball games? I didn't know Dusty May had that in him. I'm super impressed with that. It was a really neat idea, really cool look from him. So props to Dusty May for that, and props to what he's done in the transfer portal. So they lost a number of guys, as is, you know, tradition for pretty much every team here. Terrace Reed, one of the big men, enters the transfer portal. It was down to Kansas State and UConn for him. He's committed to the defending national champion, now back-to-back defending national champion UConn Huskies. Doug McDaniel enters the transfer portal. He replaces Tyler Perry at Kansas State. So you're down a starting big man. You're down your starting point guard who you were with and without at the same time, depending on where your game was played because of academic issues. You lose a starting guard or wing in Terrence Williams to the transfer portal. Haven't seen where he's going quite yet. Don't think he's made up his mind. And a freshman, George Washington III, also transfers out of Michigan. That was a three-star recruit in last year's class. But what do you add? Okay, so you start by adding Roddy Gale Jr., a 6'4 sophomore out of New York, weighs about 200 pounds, four-star coming out of high school, four-star in the portal. But guess what? You poach a guy from Ohio State. Roddy Gale, not a superstar, wasn't an all-Big Ten level performer. That's a solid player. That's a really solid player who knows the landscape of the Big Ten, that can score from all three levels, could use to iron out the jump shot, but who among college kids couldn't. That's a good get. Reuben Jones, a 6'4", 180-pound guard from North Texas. Don't know much about him, but rated pretty highly, pretty well thought of. That's pretty nice. Trey Donaldson, a three-star recruit out of high school, four-star recruit out of the portal. Sophomore from Auburn. NCAA tournament experience. SEC experience. Played for a well-respected coach in Bruce Pearl. I like that get. He'll probably run plenty of point guard for Michigan to that role. And then you add Danny Wolf, center from Yale, averaged, I think, 15 and 9, I want to say, for Yale last season. Yale, under James Jones, has made it to the tournament on a semi-regular basis. Of course, in the first round, managed to upset Auburn. I thought the Tigers had that game won, but nope, out of nowhere, here come the Bulldogs and knock off Auburn. So, hey, Danny Wolf and Trey Donaldson, they get a nice reunion up there in Ann Arbor. But the big get, at least to me, is Sam Walters. So Sam Walters was a four-star player from Florida. He's 6'9", just about 180, 85 pounds. Four-star, can really shoot the basketball. He's going to be a really good stretch four, and I'm fascinated to see how Dusty May uses him. The other player Michigan was in on, and this is something that I think will puzzle me for a while, is just how high are Michigan's academic standards? Because a few years ago, they pursued Terrence Shannon Jr. out of the portal. Couldn't get in because of academics. Caleb Love, just, you know, last off season, transferring from Carolina, wanted to go to Michigan, you know, maybe link up with Hunter Dickinson and play for Juwan Howard. Well, guess what? He couldn't get in because of academic issues. And now, one of Dusty May's best players, Janelle Davis, wants to follow his coach to Michigan. But he can't because of academic issues. Those are three really good players that haven't been allowed to suit up for the Wolverines. Who knows if Terrence Shannon Jr. unlocks everything he became at Illinois under Juwan Howard, but Michigan's certainly better with him than without him. Caleb Love felt like a really weird fit going from Carolina to Michigan, but we know that's a guy that can go get his own shot, that can get hot and get cold. Would have been really interested to see Caleb Love up close here in the Big Ten. And if, you know, just how different he is than most Big Ten guards, if that would have served him well, or if it would have been to his detriment. And then Janelle Davis, versatile, well-rounded guy who's not afraid of the big moment, who was really good 2 years ago, best or second best player on that team that made it to the Final Four, followed it up this last year, had another good year for the Owls. And then wanted to follow his coach to Michigan, but wasn't allowed to do it. So, Dusty May in Michigan, you officially have my attention. This is much better than I thought Dusty May could have ever done out of the transfer portal, you know, really in any year, let alone in year one. So, I will be watching Michigan very carefully. I'm not going to say they're my breakout, my dark horse team in the Big Ten, because we'll get to those after the break. I really like what two other schools have done this offseason or will do throughout the offseason. One of them is Indiana and the other is Rutgers. I will give you my thoughts on those two teams. Then in hour two of Old School, we'll talk some Husker football. Dylan Edwards from Colorado back in the portal. Is there some interest from him with Nebraska, and is Nebraska interested in him? And then Money G in Kansas asks, what changes would I make to the transfer portal for college football? We'll talk some college football in hour two, but we'll wrap up hour one on college basketball right after this.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School, with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.